ugly duckling to your emergency makeover. Blue eyeshadow all over, mermaid, or green lips, frogcore vibes. Now, go find your princess.
Download Discovery with Wish.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that just for her salvation, her safekeeping, that she hears and understands what your will is, and that these podcasts really clear things up for her so she can walk in obedience to your perfect will. Ask all these prayers, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so just going through Isaiah 33, talking about times of judgment. In the book of Amos, just taking a look at how dangerous things can get during a times of judgment, how important it is to walk more perfectly in the Holy Spirit, just hearing Him and knowing what His will is so that you can stay inside of that perfect covering. And just talking about dreams, okay, and what you need to how to understand your dreams a little bit better. And once again, it's not a one-size-fits-all. This is just to help you already understand your dreams, just need a little bit of clarification, okay? But you can always come to us if you need more help with your dreams, if you really just don't understand them. If you're having dreams about, like, war, okay, and soldiers, okay, a lot of fighting, this could be the Holy Spirit just sort of showing you what's going on spiritually within the country and what will be taking place. Like if you're having dreams about a lot of war-torn countries, okay, people, you know, talking about what's happened to them as a result of, you know, civil war within their countries. Just, you know, how like with a lot of different countries, there's a lot of civil wars going on and a lot of violence, you know, and things like that. This could be the Lord just either showing you what's beginning to happen already in the spirit within the country, or what's going to happen within the country, what it's going to be looking like. This is Ezekiel chapter 9. It says this is prior to the judgment, okay, of Jerusalem. It says, "He cried also in my ears with a loud voice, saying, cause them that have charge over the city to draw near, even every man with his destroying weapon in his hand. And behold, six men came from the way of the higher gate, which lieth toward the north, and every man in the north, and every man a slaughter weapon in his hand. And one man among them was clothed in linen, and a writer's inkhorn by his side. And they went in and stood beside the brazen altar. And the altar of the God of Israel was gone up from the cherub whereupon he was to the threshold of the house. And he called to the man clothed with linen, which had a writer's inkhorn by his side. And the Lord said unto him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry for the abominations that are done in the midst thereof. And to the others he said in mine ear, go after them through the city and smite, let not your eye spared, neither have ye pity, slay utterly, old and young, both maids and little children and women, but come not near anyone upon whom is the mark, and begin at my sanctuary. Then they began at the ancient men that were before the house. And he said unto them, defile the house and fill the courts with the slain. Go ye forth. And they went forth and slew the city. Okay. So there's certain things that take place in the spirit, okay, prior to the manifesting in the flesh. Okay. like we've talked about before. So you could be seeing that, or it could just be, the Lord warning you prophetically what this place is going to be looking like once it does start to manifest in the flesh, okay? So you want to be listening to that and just paying attention to seeing if there's anything in connection to the dream that he seems to be warning you about or directing your path on, okay? Okay, because a lot of people think to themselves, they look at the United States and they think, oh, this is such a big, strong country, I can never look like a third world country. It can. It can. Let's go ahead and pray. Leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit, just worshiping you and glorifying you and letting her light shine. Ask all these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal